Hello, everyone. This is Jason Smith. Today is Saturday, August 24th, 2024. I'm in my basement here in Louisville, Kentucky. And the other day, I unearthed what could be a true treasure. This is something that I did not even know we had. You have to understand a little history to know what this is worth. In late 1990, my parents started a company called Computersmith Enterprises. And the first product they marketed was ASAP, Automatic Screen Access Program, a screen reader for the IBM and compatible PC computers. It ran under MS-DOS, or a compatible operating system, and at first it was designed exclusively for use with a DoubleTalk speech synthesizer that was a card that you put into one of these slots in your computer. Well, what we soon found out was that a lot of people were really excited about the possibilities of what ASAP could do for them, but then found out that it was entirely useless to them because they had a laptop computer or a microchannel computer, and those computers did not have slots. You could not put the DoubleTalk board into that type of computer, so ASAP would be useless. So, in the spring of 1991, the company began marketing LapTalk, a portable speech synthesizer that used the DoubleTalk speech. It had the same high-quality DoubleTalk speech in it, but it was a little box which could run on either AC power or a built-in rechargeable battery, and it had a serial and parallel port. And with that, you could not only use it with ASAP, which had, of course, been updated to work with LapTalk, but you could also use it with any other screen reader that could communicate with a serial or parallel speech synthesizer, or with any other peripheral that could send data. For example, if you hooked it up to a parallel port, you could have a program on your computer print to that parallel port, and the LapTalk speech synthesizer would read the text that was sent to it. There were also vending machines that had a display output via serial port, and LapTalk would work with those as well. Well, Computersmith sold those probably until the company ceased to be, probably around mid-1992 or so. And we had a few of them left. And several years ago, a friend came over and wanted to use those project boxes and speakers for another purpose. So he opened up a few of those LapTalks, ripped out all the circuit boards, and used the boxes for the use that he wanted to use them for. And we thought that was the end of LapTalk. But the other day, while going through old junk in a box, I found a LapTalk speech synthesizer that was still intact. And it's a little box, and on the left-hand side, there's an AC adapter jack, a toggle switch to turn it on and off, a volume control knob on ours. It is broken, which was a very common thing. On the top surface, there's a speaker, and there's a headphone jack, a mini headphone jack. On the back, there's a serial port, 9-pin female serial port, 25-pin female parallel port. And so you're wanting me to do a nice long demonstration of LapTalk, right? Well, okay, here you go. Here is your extensive demonstration of Lap Talk. Ready? Here we go.
Lap Talk ready.
Okay, thanks for listening. That's the end of the demo. Actually, yeah, seriously, that's all I can do. Because, you see, the problem is, in the intervening 35 years or so, technology has moved on. I do not have a modern computer anymore that has either a serial or a parallel port. You want USB? I've got USB all over the place. Serial and parallel, not so much. No problem, I thought. I bought several years ago a cheap USB to serial cable. Plugged it into Windows, and for whatever reason, it doesn't like it. The mode command in DOS says whatever COM port it's assigned it is not currently available. I have no idea why, but that is the reason why I have never, in all my messing around tonight, been able to get this Lap Talk speech synthesizer to say anything but
Lap Talk ready.
Which incidentally is the message that it speaks when you first turn it on. And so that's really all I have to say about that. So I guess I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.